Lively Stones Meditations, Monday, 4th April 2022. Set your boundaries. Reading from Deuteronomy 19, verse 14. You shall not remove your neighbor's landmark, which the men of old have set, in your inheritance which you will inherit in the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Borders and boundaries have been thrown into high relief at this time. Internationally, with the horrific conflict over Ukraine, but also nationally, with the ramifications over Brexit and continuing talk about Scottish independence. Even locally, we are experiencing dissent over who owns what. But the Lord says to his people, "You shall not remove your neighbour's landmark." This comes at the end of several verses, giving examples of taking life, either intentionally or unintentionally, and about setting up cities of refuge. After this, verse 14 appears as a mild endnote to a strong and complex exposition. However, it is a succinct summing up, concluding that we need to set our boundaries as the men of old have set. Who are these men of old? Specifically, they are our ancestors, but more importantly, they are those who were in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. John's gospel begins, as did the book of Genesis, with "in the beginning." The men of old, we are to understand, followed God's precepts and guiding, leading to our rich inheritance, the everlasting life of Christ in us. That Christ life is the boundary we must set about ourselves. It is a shield of protection, our spiritual covering, and the narrow way. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus shows us the way that we should pray to Father God. He speaks about trespasses, which are sins, faults, or offences, and we can commit these things or suffer because of sins and offences being done to us. To trespass is to push or break through a boundary, to intrude on another's land, both in the natural and spiritual realms. The enemy is forever trying to take our land from us, and he does this by deception and stealth, so that we are unaware of his schemes until too late. Only by bringing every thought into captivity do we access the strength of our Heavenly Father to deliver us. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. Meditate on these things. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 15. In this manner, therefore, pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And finally, a holy command. Oswald Chambers on love. Love with all your heart. The servants of God in the Bible never stole hearts to themselves, but handed them over to God. It is not you who awakened that mighty desire in the heart. It is not you who called forth that longing in the spirit. It is God in you. Are you a servant of God? If that longing, loving heart awakens and finds you instead of God, what a passion of despair will blight you with the curse of solitariness and silence. From Christian Discipline.